I call to order the meeting of the Audits and Investigations Committee of June 13th. And can I have move approval of the agenda?
Second.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
And we are now looking at the approval of the minutes of the October 25th meeting. Do I have a second? Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And the action item that is before us is the approval of to award the contract for the external audit services for the next period. And I would like to turn to Helen for a presentation and comments. Please, is there an AV report on? There we go.
Yes, it's
there. It is. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And I moved rather quickly through the administrative portion, but I don't want to accelerate your review of the document and the report. Let's make sure that we all take a deep breath and listen carefully and focus. Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We are here today to request that the committee considers the technically qualified and best value external auditor identified and recommend appropriate action by the Board of Directors. The current contract for external audit services expires May of next year. A new contract will be needed for the fiscal years 2014 to 2018 financial statement audits. Board Resolution 2008-1 directed the Inspector General to procure and recommend a qualified candidate for external auditor services for board consideration and approval. A request for proposal was issued on March 1st of this year to major accounting firms for external audit services. An evaluation support team was established, comprised of members from the Office of Inspector General and the Office of Chief Financial Officer. Two proposals were received by the due date of April 1st. The evaluation support team met and later heard oral presentations from the two proposers. The evaluation support team, working with the Office of Procurement, used the best value procurement method, which is comprised of two parts. Part one is an evaluation of four technical factors: corporate experience, project team, methodology and management approach, and compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley. Part two is an evaluation of the pricing proposals. McGlatchery Limited Liability Partnership was identified as technically qualified and the best value proposer. McGlatchery submitted a best value proposal totaling $1,453,000 over a five-year period. We request that the committee consider the technically qualified and best value proposal by McGlatchery and recommend appropriate action by the Board of Directors. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my presentation. I will be happy to answer any questions you and the members of the committee may have of me.
Thank you, Helen. And let me ask an introductory question and turn to my colleagues. I did have a preliminary discussion with Helen, and one of the things I'd like for you to bring out is what are the experiences in other jurisdictions where this audit firm has performed, just to provide a context for their experience in looking at systems with the complexity and scale of our system.
Okay. McGlatchery is ranked as the fifth largest accounting and consulting firm in the United States in 2012. Its headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota, has 70 offices across the country and over 6,500 employees. It is licensed to practice in the District of Columbia, and it has four offices from Richmond to Baltimore in the area. They have transit and government experience with Miami-Dade Transit, Brier County Transit, Illinois Department of Transportation, Chicago Department of Transportation, Chicago Transit Authority, Montgomery County, the City of Baltimore, and they have experience doing the CAFR, single audits, as well as the National Transportation Database engagements. We completed a reference background check with CTA as well as Miami-Dade Transit, and they got very, very good reviews.
And this is for a 3-year period with 2 1-year options?
It's a 5-year contract, 3-year base.
Right.
And 2 1-year options.
Let me turn to my colleagues if there are any questions that anyone has. Yes.
We do have the assurance that the outgoing auditor will be cooperative in the turnover. And
yes,
transfer.
We do. That was in the statement of work. And there's also going to be a 5-month overlap.
And to your point, and I appreciate you raising that question, Mark, we've had an active engagement with the outgoing auditor. The audit committee has met with them and with management, with Helen's team. There's actually a well-prepared transition plan between the two firms and between, or the prospective firm management and the outgoing firm. It's actually been quite well planned from everything that the audit committee can see. I really commend them all for that execution of putting together a quality plan. Last year was a little bumpy. I'm sure we won't have any this year. Other questions? If not, then may I call for a motion to approve the recommendation of this to the board for consideration?
I move. So moved.
Moved by Mr. Giancola, seconded by Ms. Hutchins. All those, any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
And thank you, Helen, for your work and all the team's investment in bringing this forward. Thank you very much. Subsequent agenda, it's there to review. I think we can adjourn the meeting now, and if anyone has any questions other than that, I move that we adjourn the meeting, and let's do that now. Thank you.